This footage was captured inside a mosque. During the video, we can see what appears to be a large white apparition. While many believe this is an angel, others think it's fake. But what do you think? Number 4. This video was captured above India. It shows what looks like a flying humanoid, and though it could be fake, the reaction of everyone close by is very realistic. Number 3. This footage shows what many believe is an angel standing outside a hospital room. The apparition of light appeared on a security monitor. Is believed to show an angel rising above a house. Number 1. In this video, a winged creature believed to be an angel is seen being tracked by fighter jets.
I had a radar hit, and
it was swinging. It looked like 30 knots. There was something there. It looked like it didn't look like a bird. It looked like, no kidding, a rock to me. I kid you negative. I have no idea what it was, but basically, just heads up. Try to stay away from 17,000. Keep your nugget on the floor. I have no idea what it was. I'm going to use my radar to see if I can pick this object up again. I picked it up twice. The first time I picked it up, my radar broke lock, so I thought it was just some kind of bad lock or potential chaff. And I'm going to turn back towards the north just a little bit.
Fuel pickup trail.
Back, I'm going to start going back towards the west. This part, I mean, 004 for about 20. I've got it again. This is 17-7. 3 miles off my nose. 17-7. I'm flying that way now. I'm going to slow down. I'm not going to get below 300 miles. Back towards you. Dude, I can't tell. Something small, very small black object. I had it at 17-7. It just flew right over me.
From the object appears stationary.
Well, I can tell.
Invoke.
Today I want to talk about another Illuminati symbol that you'll see. We've talked about the peace sign, the hand gesture, the 666. But what you have to start doing is looking at company logos. Okay, because their symbols are everywhere. Almost every single company will have, you know, a sun or a pyramid or a serpent or some logo that represents the Illuminati in their logo. It's not a random coincidence that all these companies have stars and pyramids in their logos. Okay, it's a sign of allegiance between these companies who are all brotherhood, who are all cultists. And the symbols are in plain sight. We've just always been blind to see these things because we aren't trained to think like that. We just assume that somebody in the marketing department came up with a logo and that's why the logo is what it is, and that's not true. We can't think like that anymore. You have to start looking, knocking yourself out of an alpha state, being alert and aware. When you see a logo, dissect it and say, what is in this logo? You'll know where the allegiance of that company lies, because 99.9% of these companies all use the same imagery in their logos, the same pagan images. And they show their allegiance to Lucifer through these images and their allegiance to one another. So today let's talk about the serpent. Because you see the serpent and the snake in a lot of logos. I'm going to point this out to you, you're going to laugh and say, wow, I never noticed that before. Why is that there? Yeah, as we know, the serpent represents the serpent from the Garden of Eden. The forbidden knowledge and the temptation. You'll see serpents highly used by the Illuminati in a lot of their logos and messaging. So let's start with the American Medical Association. Right here you see the snake wrapped around. Right? Why would that be that? What does the American Medical Association have to do with a snake? Does it make any sense? Have you ever thought about it that way before? You might not have. But now maybe you should. We know that they create these diseases such as cancer by putting these chemicals in our food, dousing us with chemtrails filled with aluminum. Don't you find it a little interesting that the logo has a serpent on it? The American Cancer Society, another one that has to do with the medical industry, because most of these do. The American Cancer Society. Snakes wrapped around the sword. What does that have to do with cancer, you ask? I have no idea. Do snakes cure cancer? Are snakes involved in the cancer awareness movement? No, of course not. We know what the serpent represents. They're putting their mark out there, letting you know that they're in control of all of these businesses. The emergency medical response, the ambulance, right? The logo for the ambulance, the emergency medical response. Another snake. The World Health Organization. World Health Organization. You see the UN logo behind it. But the World Health Organization has added its symbol to it, the serpent.
You see? Got red all in my cups, I'm just bloody. Got whole wine all red, I'm just bloody. Ooh. Like that, but I'm drinking that red, cause I'm just bloody. Fuck niggas play around, get dead, I'm just bloody. I wish to, ooh. I keep a gang of blood niggas with me too. And if you play with us, you know we do, we gotta do. I was gonna lie to you, but I put it on super. I'm just being bloody.
Yeah, got red all on my drawers, I'm just bloody. Yeah, I put red on my drawers, I'm just bloody. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he an actual reptilian humanoid? Is he one of the Anunnaki? Is he a tall gray bio-android, or what? Is that video evidence that the Illuminati elite is in bed with at least one ancient extraterrestrial race, hidden in plain sight, and pulling the strings of mankind?